Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell everybody about it. It's 9 o'clock here on the dot, and you're listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. The one, the only, accept no substitutions. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, a monarch who is still going around all over and helping to save the world. And you know what? Check out Maya Harrison. She's a singer. You might know her. She's had quite a certain kind of career now. And, you know, you don't have to pay for music anymore. Yeah, that's really a thing. So I'm not saying rush out to your favorite music store and basically buy an album. I don't think they have albums anymore. Go out there and indulge yourself. And you know what? Make sure your own voice is heard. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Now, where do I begin? Okay. So far, basically, as I've been telling you on this show, I was in McKinleyville until Organic OK picked me up. And then we drove on all over. We went everywhere. Anywho, we wound up personally going all over helping the homeless. We helped pick up trash. We convinced them to do the same. Try to get a few more homeless shelters to take in a few more homeless people. And even here and there, well, somebody had a whole manicure set and some scissors, and we actually gave a few homeless people a clip and a shave, too. In our previous show, we were in Los Angeles, L.A., and I basically found out, you know, when you think Los Angeles, you know what to think. You hear all the stereotypes. You know, hey, the entertainment business, the birthplace of stereotypes and whatever. Now, here's the thing. We were in L.A., and the truth is, it was beautiful out there. Even the vagrancy, whatever. Now, you know, a big city like this is going to have a lot of vagrants. A lot of them are just waiting, looking to get discovered. Some of them had a career and lost it. Some of them never had a career at all. Some of them were still waiting to be found out. And you know what? Homeless people do get saved every now and again. We're going to try and save all of them. In our previous show, get this, Los Angeles was the home of the housing pod. The home of the housing pod. Now, for those who don't realize, it's a little makeshift house that's sort of built. It was built. Anywho, we had basically literally discovered all this. Organic showed this to me, and I said to myself, dang, light bulb, this is it. This is the answer. The homeless problem had gotten big enough, so now they're really doing something about it. I don't think homeless people really can ride the rails on stowaway on trains and boats so easily like they used to. Heck, they've even designed it so they can't even sleep underneath bridges or in tunnels so easily. The homeless problem gotten big enough that now they're doing a little bit more about it. The housing pod. Everybody a housing pod. Well, Gang took me aside and said, oh, hold on. It's easier said than done. All right. Because you're going to understand something. Guess what? What? There's a lot of people living in housing pods. A lot of people. You know what? Not enough. It's become a thing out here. It's taken off and whatever. But it's not so dang easy. I mean, think about it. Where are they going to put them all? And there's a conspiracy going on. And sure enough, he was right. Now, I helped build the first housing pod. I mean, I was, dang, what was I? Now, not a very handy guy, once again. I didn't know how. I helped hold the sprocket and the socket wrench, the crescent moon wrench and Phillips head screwdriver and all that, but I was just helping out. It was beautiful when we built a housing pod. I saw it. Honestly, when I built it, it was glorious, and I saw the look on the face of the homeless guy who got it. He had a place to stay. But there's always a catch. Where are we going to put all these things? All the people basically out here who, well, they have to leave Las Vegas, Nevada, pick up their house and take it somewhere else? heck of a thing. Really went around basically continuing to pick up trash and whatnot, and I thought, hey, something else, and it even occurred to me. Where are we going to get all the building material to build these houses? No, see, it's true. Dang it, now I went to them. I was there to help. That was my mission in life, my purpose. And that I love them all and that we all need to unify. I'm going to make sure that everybody gets a housing pot. They all cheered. Organic grabbed me by the ear and said, dude, what are you doing? No, don't promise everybody like that right away. Well, then promises you can't keep, punk. I don't know what's going to be up for everybody. It takes a lot of time to build these dang things. Well, they can share. Oh, they can share. You know how small a housing pot is? Going to have to live together and all that. We're not going to be staying here forever. And think about it. Where are they going to go? And you think about all the building material? We can cut down trees. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's a problem. You see, it's a problem. You don't think, man. You don't think. I don't think at all. You know, ordinary, even people who make professional, real houses for people, it's an ordeal to put up a house and all of that, you know. And even after you build it, it crumbles, starts to break away. You got to fix it and maintain it and make it work and all that noise and whatever. I didn't consider this at all. When we get the building materials, for a moment I thought basically, I said, look, how about the garbage on the streets? Could we use that as material to kind of build a house from? I've seen people build stuff out of garbage, all kinds of stuff. Maybe like you see people building a house. Dude, you know what goes into a housing pod? You're going to give them a house made of garbage? I'm just brainstorming. I'm spitballing. It's just it, man. Don't spitball, said Organic. Don't spit, okay? You're getting spit all over everybody. Don't spitball if you don't know nothing. I don't know. I didn't know. I just went up and down. I went up and down. I thought about, okay. I want to help them build another house. Well, good, man. But once again, man, but you should know this, man. You don't know how to build stuff yourself. You can help, but it's going to take time to put a house together. It ain't easy. Even in a little house, got to build a professional-level little house. You know what I was racking my brain with? I was hitting my head over the wall thinking things like, where are we going to get the materials? Where are we going to get the money for? There are people who basically, you know, whatever. I was afraid to ask. Look, I'm afraid to ask. Okay, I said, well, if you're afraid to ask, you probably shouldn't ask. Nah, man, go ahead and ask. All right. Could you maybe donate just a few dollars of your own to maybe... Whoa, hold on a second. You expect me to pay for it? No, stop. I just asked you to donate a few dollars to them for the building materials. Otherwise, look, I'm going to try to go all around like a schmuck, hat in hand. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to basically try to tell everybody about this, get the... You know, ask around, see if they can build house for the homeless. Do you think they're going to want to give up money? Now, rich people wanted to keep every penny they make. They didn't want to give half of the tax. They got all these tax breaks, and now that's when people have been thrown out in the streets. If they're not going to let them have money, they're certainly not going to give up any money to build houses for homeless people. They say, let them freeze, let them starve. That doesn't mean we have to. No, it don't. No, it don't, does it? It don't. Hey, would you want a housing pod yourself? Yeah, it'd be kind of cool to live in a nice, cozy little pod. A pod for every person. Well, don't make promises yet that you can't keep, boy. Tell them about yourself. I told basically that if they helped us pick up a lot of the garbage around here, all the team and whatever they helped sell garbage, I would really push to make sure each one of them would be next in line to get a housing pod. Their eyes lit up. First step, I just start talking with them. I ask them who they were. I ask them their stories. Not everybody who comes out there really to L.A. wants to be an entertainer and all that. But some do. Some do. Some of them did. Some of them told me they just loved it out here so much. And you know what? They went to L.A. because it's warm here. It's cozy. There's stuff here all over the place. All the dang place. And guess what? They didn't have to personally go up someplace north where it snows. So I was from California. It's frosty where I live. Once again, global warming has kind of helped it warm down a little bit, but it makes it really hotter down here. I don't know why birds bother flying south for the winter. The snow seems to be disappearing thanks to the greenhouse effect. One homeless person got home and said, "Dude, let me tell you something. I know it's going to wind up on the streets very soon. I came out here because I want to go someplace where it's warm and people are rich so I can starve someplace and do whatever. It was hard for me, but I did it. I think this dang housing pot is the best idea ever. But if I don't get one, I'll be okay with it. You know, I thought, I know this is big. It's good that LA's come up with this idea, but you know what? There are a lot of other people outside the great city of Los Angeles. There's a lot of other people, and you know what? They could use a nice housing pod. As we picked up garbage, I asked to hear everyone's story. I told them mine. I told them my moniker. My name is DJ Butterfly Feces. Once again, I got those same looks. You know what I'm talking about, people. I've said this too much, but the thing is, I got this everywhere I went. I mean, come on. Imagine your name was DJ Butterfly Feces. You told people that. How do you think they'd react? They said, "You another guy who came out here to make it as a star?" I told them I was on Blog Talk where somebody else gave me that moniker. I told them I was helping these philanthropists make this world a better, beautiful place. I told them about McKinleyville, and I told them basically all about the housing pod, and it was going to save all of us if we embrace it with both hands. Well, I don't know. Anywho, I basically went to Organic OK, and I said, "Look, there's got to be a way we can make this work a little bit better. Maybe we can build them a little bit bigger. Maybe they could have roommates, a duplex or whatever. But come on. I mean, I basically have heard people, some of them are fine on their streets and their tents." Yeah, you see? Said Organic. See, that's the thing. Guess what? It ain't so bad to be living out here. It ain't so bad to be basically homeless out here. Nice and warm here. I said it before and I'll say it again. The nicer the city, the bigger the city, the better the homeless program they got. The only problem is they make a point not to help too many people. I don't know. This could basically make it so no one needs a homeless program anymore. Oh, they'll still have to worry about food and personally whatever. Think about it. They'll be sheltered. Everybody will have a roof and four walls around them. This was it. I actually asked, could we, like, basically take some of the garbage and use that to make homes, like the cans, aluminum, the bottles, which are made of glass? Could we use that to melt that down, whatever, and build a house? He laughed and said, "We don't have that kind of equipment, buddy. There are some cultures where there are no such thing as waste, where they use everything. This is not that kind of culture. This is Los Angeles. A lot of people are very disposable out here. Dang almighty. Why was it such a hurry to grow up? Why did I want to live? Why?" Dang almighty. It's 50 minutes after the hour here on the program, 9:15 sharp, on Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. This program is brought to you by the philanthropist Organic OK, who is going around and trying to save this world. Once again, we're here 515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Oh, and another thing, another more important thing. Go online, check out www.mayamaya.com. No, I did not stutter. That's www.mayamaya.com. I went up and down all throughout LA. Where could these housing pods exist? Okay. I thought maybe hold on a second. Just maybe, if they're willing to, maybe we can stack a bunch of them and create like a makeshift apartment complex somewhere where they're not using space. I don't know. Really, honestly, I wanted to build more houseboats. I wanted to build more everything. I don't know. I basically love the idea of the pod. I was saving everybody. Saving lives. I basically sat down there and told them about my rants and raves. Listen. There's plenty of space in the world. Maybe some of you guys would be willing to leave L.A. a little bit and find some place with a lot of raw, wide open space, whatever. Like, I've been to Vegas, Nevada. The pod could work out there. I know. Look at Nevada. It's basically a big, empty, wide open space. But somehow they built civilization there. They built the ultimate cities there because somebody's got to live somewhere. If there's some kind of access to running water, if they can run in the lines enough for water and electricity, and can even find a way to culture and grow some kind of dang food out there, that could work. Another thing I want to help with, organic living. Everyone in L.A. eats in a yuppie kind of way. There has to be some place we can grow and expand the organic garden, something like that. Something has to be done. Dang, got to do all this. Once again, I picked up garbage. I convinced others to do the same, and I kept saying that if I had, I could convince a lot of them to personally, what's the word I'm looking for here? Make sure that they had, that you will be next in line to pick up, to collect the housing pod. But a lot of other people out there that needed one. I said, organic. Tell me something. What are we going to do exactly? There's a lot of people out there that could use a housing pod. I was there. I was at those places.
Yeah, so?
Can we get the word about the housing pod, help people?
Yeah, sure.
Culture and grow food, organic living. See, we're trying to liberate you people. We're trying to help everybody, make sure they're all connected. They all got to work together as a team. Everybody here can have a house pod. They all have to work together as a team. They could take turns or whatever. Take turns. That could work. They could all, in a shared kind of something way. Yeah, that could work. This was glorious. It was all just about fun and games. It's all just about Whistling Dixie. It was all fun. I helped them build another pod. I helped. And I suggested, once again, my idea of basically using some of the cans for aluminum. Some of the stuff for metal, the bottles for glass and whatever. Some of the kind of equipment, but we'll find a way. We're going to try to basically build whatever. It's organic. I made sure that enough people getting involved. I got basically other homeless people to help build housing pods, to get together and build them. They were moving like hotcakes. Free hotcakes. Everybody needs. It's a necessity. Dang, this is working. I couldn't believe it. Things are happening. Pretty soon the vagabonds will have a place to stay. I know I'm taking all the credit here. I mean, it sounds like I am, but I'm not. I was just so proud that I was doing something, that it was all working and whatnot. I was proud. But a place to grow their food. Okay, another thing. Organic. Dude, keep bothering me, man. What do you want? Just help pick up garbage. Help build those pods. And, man, stop. No, last question. Final question. Man, that's not a last question. Dude, can I talk? All right, man, go ahead. You promise you can't stop talking. What, you got to say something?
Yes. What I'm going to say is the fact that how do we do the organic food? And that can wait.
You got to put one foot in front of the other. You got to one step at a time. Know where you are, and then go to the next place, you know? Know where you are, and then take one step, okay? Now let's focus on giving them, but I want to focus on having something to eat. To do. I don't know. How do we help these people eat? They've already got a lot of tents, and dang, they're sleeping under bridges and in tunnels, and they're in a warm climate. They're all working together. I mean, you know, if they're going to work really, really hard, they're going to need to eat. Some people think homeless people are kind of like bums. They don't think that they're working very much. You know, often they're too tired and exhausted and hungry to work. With some of my own dang money, I bought a homeless guy a bottle of booze. I thought you should have gotten food, man. Two, he told me. Listen, I appreciate this. This ain't just something for nothing. It's not. It ain't just something for nothing. I want you to promise you're going to help build EcoPod to get the word out about the pod. I told him about organic living, growing raw foods. Dude, almost nobody can afford to eat. I mean, we're poor. We can't afford to, like, eat at all. There's a lot of people out there who are so broke, they can't afford to eat healthy. They live on junk food, not because it's a bad habit. Okay, you know how when you're a kid, you're almost addicted to junk food, that's all you want to eat? It's not just that they're basically used to it. They eat nothing but junk because they can't afford nothing but junk. We can't afford food, period. And that floored me. Organic living. What happens to all that dang junk? I think of something. I sit around basically just thinking. I was thinking, is there a way that basically maybe go to like some community garden and grow vegetables? And dude, we're not going to be here that long. Don't have the time to cultivate, you know, develop fruits and vegetables and all the other things that are, you know, make we're gonna look, it's a process, okay? We're going around picking up garbage. We try to get a few more homeless programs up and at them. We try to do all that. And we even try to basically get a few basic places from the state, you know, not just a homeless shelter, but a car or an RV or a Winnebago or a boat or anything. And now this housing pod. You see, it's a process, but understand something. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
It's not so simple. In a way, it is. Life is simple. It's not easy. Some things are they're complicated. They're supposed to be complicated. Like just because it's complicated doesn't mean you can't do it. And just because it's simple don't mean it's easy. People need building materials for homes and there's not that much of that, you know, and then they're trying to shave that for the people who are paying bills. Dang. I wanted to help them eat. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to buy a few let's go to a produce market. We're going to buy some natural organic vegetables, fruits, vegetables, and water and that sort of thing, and we'll give it to them. I don't know. We'll try to feed as many people as possible. We did. We basically tried to help out the homeless. One thing I especially went out of my way not to do, don't tell anybody that organic okay is loaded. Well, the man does not drink, but he's got cash. Don't tell them that. Because then that's all they're going to ask him for. I know they need it. But we don't live in a world where we can save everybody. Actually, we can. We can reach out to help and help a fellow man. If we all got together and did something, we really could. It could all work. It could succeed, but nobody wants to do it. So sure enough, we went all over, got some fruits, got some vegetables or whatever, and I shared it among the homeless people.
walked the streets and we told stories over a campfire. Real horror stories, huh? Not ghost stories, but stories about how we got there. And I made a promise to them that I was going to make sure that a lot more these piles are going to catch on all over the place. So much that even a regular house, a regular apartment building is going to go out of style. Everyone's going to want one. In a way, I thought, hey, you know, maybe if I could just find a way to get them a trailer or something, you know? Trailer, yeah, you know, like a Winnebago, like we actually, then they have a place they can drive. They can go on wheels, or they'll be more, They have to get a driver's license, and they have to maintain that with money or whatnot. The vagabonds are almost a different cult. See, that's what I think. There's something else in town. They're a different type of people. They're part of communal. Everything didn't die. It just got turned into something else. One thing I learned is not all of them want to get off the street. But I was going to make sure that in the way they did, they'd still be on that street, but dang it, they're going to have a roof and four walls. They're going to have a pod, or an RV, a houseboat, something. I was going to make this my mission. And it had only just begun. What do I do about getting the materials for these places? I don't know. Got to think of something. Find a way. I'm not going to have to go up to, like, rich people, like a putz, my hat in my hand, nodding, saying, could you please give us money to put building materials? No, dude, they have you arrested. See, here's the thing. One thing those people don't want is anybody asking them for money, and they got more than they'll ever need. They're drowning in it. And they just want to drown even deeper. He was more than right. There was something that needed to be stopped. The housing pod. Wish we could take one with us. But once again, they ain't on wheels. They're not. I don't know what to do. I guess basically keep helping everybody and try to get them to connect. Because as we sat there, I got to convince them to help each other, to be part of this community. I convinced them to keep at it. To keep pushing towards the greater good. To work together. More materials, more housing pods. Make sure everybody has one and then they would share. Maybe I could make it so there's a little side garden so they can grow their own fruits and vegetables. It could happen. It could more than happen. It will. It's my new goal. You've been listening to Cocoon from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. The one, the only, accept no substitution. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. Man, is he knocking it out OK. And check out Maya Harrison online. Her birthday was very recently. Her birthday was on the 10th. Please, people. Let's try to send some good wishes and good words. Thank you for listening. Thank you, and good night.